Now then, support for this episode of Just Trucking About is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Join over 8 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code JTAPOD. Use that at manscaped.com. And if in my math, 8 million men, that's 16 million balls. Nice. Nice. Now the Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. And oh man, it's a game changer. Manscaped has sent us three lots of these to try out. And we love them. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose trimmer, Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver, Ball Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and let me tell you about them boxers, feel amazing, feeling amazing, and a little bag to stick everything in, and that's called your shed, which is nice. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, greatest ball trimmer I've ever used. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced safe skin technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 4K LED spotlight to give you that more intimate shave during those nighttime hours. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on your bathroom floor. Get your scent in shower, get your scent trimmed, down the plug, zilly. You thought that was good, but want to take your grooming even further to the next level? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear air trimmer. And I tell you what, it's better than any I've ever used again. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary skincare technology which helps reduce nicks, snags and tugs in those delicate areas. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even throw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code JTAPOD. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code JTAPOD. Get on there, get some stuff bought, your balls will thank you. Now, where's my fucking keys? Here we are then, boys.
Hey, yo.
Hey, do you know what we're doing today?
No.
Outside.
Outside recording.
Outside broadcast.
OB, baby.
Yes. It's a good job it's not hot, because I would not be comfortable.
No. No. It's quite nice, isn't it? We're at Stockyard at Ellaby. Truck stop.
Rotherham.
We're just sat outside, chilling.
Coffees.
Feels weird.
Set up and that. It's nice. Can you hear the bees? The bees, the birds.
I can hear the birds.
I can hear the everything.
Hey, there might have been bees before.
Why?
Because birds at bees at birds. Birds that used to be bees without stingers and all that sort of stuff. Have you not heard that?
You okay, hon?
Have you not heard
no.
that?
No.
Like trannies.
That, yeah.
Like trannies.
Like trannies.
Never heard
as
it.
As producer Dan just said.
I think you're stupid.
The birds and the bees and the bees, the birds and the birds that used to be bees that used to have stingers. They don't have stingers anymore.
Mingers.
Yeah.
Stupid.
All that sort of stuff. Have you not heard it?
It sounds stupid.
Well, I'll have to send you. It is quite funny.
The only bees I like is boobies.
Fucking hell.
Well, that a bee?
Oh, that were right childish, that.
So? I am a child.
I like boobies.
He is a child.
I like them that much, I'm growing my own.
Yeah. Me too, hon.
I noticed on nipple.
I don't know,
nipple
I would have said that minor area, but I don't think they are after my nipple picture.
Definitely not.
I'd said to Kerry that she can easily see yours because you are cupping them.
This is it, and I reckon they're not as airy because obviously they chafe its shirt more because they point out.
Yeah, why don't you talk into your mic?
Oh, I don't like it. You can hear it. I think it's going to sound weird. I'm not keen.
Lorraine says to me that Josh has got ginger skin.
He's definitely
got ginger skin. I ain't got ginger skin. I've got pale skin.
And Dan's got a pedo nipple.
I've got a ginger complexion, but I ain't got ginger skin.
Is what she said.
Definitely got a pedo nipple.
I got complimented by Kerry though, didn't I? So I've got best nipple out of all of us?
Yeah, because she thought it were mine.
Bullshit.
She did.
Was it because erect?
Show me your one.
My nipple?
Yeah.
No, not your Kerry.
Oh. Yours has got a bumpy areola, you, haven't you?
Don't we all?
No. Mine's quite soft.
It's where the hair's come out.
Supple mine.
It's a large cheat because it used to be pierced and went funny.
Yeah. That might be dried up.
Also.
Oh, I feel ever so exposed here. I'm not keen.
You know, there's some bikers just turned up. I hope they don't bully us.
Yeah, they'll be like, look at them benders over there. What are they doing?
Sat there with microphones and headphones on.
Playing karaoke over there. If I could turn back time. Oh, don't leave us,
Dan. You kidding?
Are you having a
Are you kidding me?
We're having fucking breakfast, nonce.
No, we wanted a breakfast.
Did you?
Yeah, we didn't get one because these went. Just get a coffee and wait for Dan to turn up and that. And then we'll get breakfast in a bit.
And then he fucks off for a sandwich.
Now you're fucking off.
And now we're sat here.
I'll get a coffee and then we'll get sandwiches in a bit.
Fucking
Who's
scumbag.
Having a sandwich? Who comes to a place with a breakfast?
I can't eat a full breakfast at the side of him having no...
I fucking can.
I can't. It makes me feel weird.
I'll just have a sausage.
A right. Duke.
I'll just have a Josh sausage.
Okay.
A Josh's.
Chipolata.
A Josh's.
Yeah, a real little
That's
sausage.
That's what Lisa says, a chipolata.
What's he brought pineapple
Cocktail
for?
Salt. I don't know. It's annoyed
He's
me.
He's trying to make his jizz taste better for himself, isn't he?
It's annoyed me that.
Fucking Dan rocks up with a bowl full of fucking pineapple. Dig in, guys.
Yeah. So basically, let's set the scene. We decided that we was going to turn up here.
Let's take a selfie, carry on talking.
We're going to have some breakfast and we're going to record some podcast.
That's not a selfie.
So, Dan's turned up.
You might hear, we have got a lot of outside noise.
Yeah, there's a lot of outside noise. Dan's turned up with a bowl of pineapple and now he's fucked off for a sandwich without us.
Left us with pineapple.
Yeah.
We're sort of...
Although the pineapple is nice.
We're sort of testing his gear for when we go convoy, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm looking forward
Although
to
I don't
that,
know
mate.
How this is going to work, because I thought we'd be quite mobile, but we're going to be like carrying all these wires about, aren't
we?
We
need longer wires.
We need a little rucksack where wire just sticks out.
No, but we all need to be stood next to each other anyway.
No, but surely there's only going to be like... What, are we recording like a full episode there?
I don't know.
I thought we were just doing bits.
I reckon we're going to make a bit of a compilation.
I'd love to do bits with you.
I bet you would. I'm all bittered out from this morning.
Oh, show off.
Fucking heck, I thought I could smell something.
Prawn cocktail crisp.
Oh, yeah. Like same, yeah. Prawn cocktail crisp.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do convo. Yeah, I think we should just do bits.
I think and add them bits. In. We're just going to meet people and that, aren't
we? There's a fair few people. Pete Wilson, actually, shout out to him. He says that he's going to be at convoy.
Sorry, him, didn't we?
And he wants a reach round. Yeah, we saw him on Friday morning.
He wants a reach round.
He wants a reach round.
That's your job, mate.
Hey, yeah, no.
Defo.
I'm straight. It's
You're
you,
not,
man.
Though.
No, I'm straight.
After yesterday, mate, you ain't straight.
Oh, okay. I weren't the one that was flicking water up in the air and seductively dancing.
Josh.
Oh, we're up.
Josh, better not have been better than our day.
No, I don't think it was.
Hey,
fair.
Fuck you,
we
man.
Did have
no,
a good
fuck
day.
You.
We did have a good day.
I feel singled out.
We had a good 12 hours.
We did, yeah.
Right, we weren't that long.
Longer,
loads better.
We did a full Hoo Junction, didn't we?
No.
Weren't it? It were down there, weren't it?
It fucking were. We're Wallasey to... March.
Oh, it were, yeah.
Oh, that's a
it
long
were,
way,
yeah.
That.
It were a fucking long way.
Jesus.
It were.
Josh took us wrong way as well.
That were only because we did. Were singing.
Yeah, we missed a junction
we
off
at
8:14.
We did a carpool karaoke yesterday, didn't we?
We did a little bit. We had like a full day. I couldn't fucking talk after I'd had a day with him.
I bet it was shit. not be as good as ours, Josh.
No,
sorry, it won't.
We
sorry,
did
Ash, it won't.
Day,
no,
we?
Fuck
we
you both.
Well, yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would. Can't lie.
Oh my God.
We had a good day, weren't we?
Can't lie.
I still feel weird. I feel like all out of sorts.
I know, it
Something
is weird,
just
isn't it?
Doesn't feel right, does it?
No, because you keep turning your head away from fucking microphones and we can't fucking hear you. You just
See,
need
it's
to
a mobile microphone, Josh. You can move it.
I know.
You don't
just
have
turn
to
it with your face.
I know. I'm just trying to get used to it. I just feel a bit silly.
We've got new...
To be fair, you look a bit silly.
I know. I
you do look silly.
Yeah, I feel a bit silly.
You look like a gorilla eating a banana. We've got new mic stands, actually.
I eat bananas sideways.
Yeah, I was talking.
Sorry, I was just jumping on your banana thing.
Yeah.
I don't eat a banana from end.
No, I don't.
Eat it from side.
My mum
says,
well, yeah, like a sandwich.
Yeah, so it's like a smiley face. My mum says that's how good boys do it.
Nah, you eat them from bottom. Squeeze it. Peel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't deep throat it.
Like
so
an
like,
actual
I sort of
gorilla.
Like sideways it.
I don't peel it from the nipple at the top.
My mum says that's how good boys do it. You're not supposed to, are you? You're supposed to do it from bottom.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, squeeze it and then
you
just peel it, don't you?
That bit of crap out, don't you?
Yeah.
The little hard bit at the bottom.
I love banana chat.
Can you remember, what were he called? That's Banana Supreme. Banana Man.
Yeah.
Can you remember Banana Man in blue and yellow?
Yeah.
I don't remember much of the programme, but I remember Banana Man.
Running down the stairs. No, that weren't Banana Man.
No, that was Bananas in Pajamas.
Still Bananas.
Bananas in Pajamas. We're running down the stairs.
That were,
I remember that.
There were just two massive bananas. I mean, to be fair, for kids, it was a thing of fucking nightmares, wasn't it?
They were if you walk up and
two six-foot bananas were stood at the bottom of your bed, you'd shit yourself, wouldn't you? Now as an adult.
Two big six-foot bananas looking like prisoners of war.
Yeah. In the striped pyjamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off, dickhead.
Shit your pants.
Remember Rosie and Jim?
Yeah. Rosie and Jim, yeah.
I bet Jim slapped her about.
I bet.
In narrowboat.
I bet.
Were they brother and sister, or were they like boyfriend and girlfriend?
Oh, I think there's brother and sister.
Anyway, she probably got a slap.
Oh, with the guy with the fucking the harp or
fist up,
whatever it was called.
The pedo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The what's that fucking accordion?
Scofield.
Played an accordion, didn't he?
Rolf Harris.
No.
We saw a car yesterday, didn't we, that said Rolf Harris fan club on back of it.
Did you?
Josh wanted to get in, but it was too fast.
All right, it's like that, is it? Straight on the bus there, aren't it? Duke.
Nonsense. Proper Duke. Yeah, so bananas.
He's fucked
chat
up.
Done.
He's not told us what we're talking about, or oh.
I think we're just winging it.
Is that what we're doing? We're just winging it.
Bring up some notes.
Yeah, bring up some
notes.
Let's see what you've got. Have we got. No.
Fucking Brownie, useless. He's gone to Sports Direct.
Oh, yeah.
Toss a banger sticker on Gatehouse. Too late now.
Mark in your face, Josh.
Fucking useless.
Aren't you?
What?
Useless, you.
Why?
Keep looking away from the mic.
I'm not. I'm moving it.
Brownie.
I think it's
terrible.
You absolute drama queen.
I think there's a bird tweeting on our fucking shoulders. Is that
sat in that bush behind us?
Sim up there.
Weird me not. Reels me not.
That didn't work.
I'm just used to him, innit?
Yeah. I should have brought me gel blaster, shouldn't I? You see that yesterday?
I want one. And I tell you for why I want one.
You can get one for eBay.
Yeah. When dog's in garden and starts yapping at fence, I can just shoot it.
Yeah, it won't hurt it.
I know.
And the evidence disappears.
Does it?
They're just Orbeez.
That's what I was worried about.
Just Orbeez.
Yeah.
Get one of them things that farmers have. What? Shotgun noise.
A trap.
Oh, yeah. He fucking set that off in his back garden. To be fair, everybody in the neighbourhood would be used to it.
All animals are fucked off then.
I can't talk. I can't say it because it will incriminate me. I'm sorry.
I'm not on about you personally, Matt. I'm on about the drive-by shootings that go on daily.
Not in my area.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They don't shoot their own.
It's a bit rough, isn't it?
No, is it?
No, I'm on about the people from out of town that come in to sort the locals out.
No, like gang honestly, wars, yeah. ain't no gang wars down DM5, bro.
No.
No, man.
No, bro.
No, man. Ain't no gang wars.
The N6 is going to fuck your man up.
The N6? Are you having a laugh? They're all
the N6 up, bro.
I don't even know where that is.
I don't. I
can't be far from you.
I don't know, you know.
Can't be, can it?
I think it's.
Don't work like that, Josh.
I think it's over there.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes.
Don't go fucking other side of town, does it?
Sometimes it is.
Well, I'm S21, and that's next to S20 and S22. So, yeah, it does.
What was that noise?
I think we had a bit of outside noise then.
There's not any birds, there's ducks.
I just did something quacking.
You dirty pig.
No. Have you got your notes up then? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I ain't got any mad notes, to be fair.
Have you not?
No. I could tell you what happened to me last weekend.
Yeah, go for it.
Killed the deer.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
I know. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
That went west bit. Killing deer weren't a problem.
No.
It was that we were in brand new trucks.
What a dickhead.
I know.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, I got paid, yeah.
Oh, that's worrying.
I were worried because it weren't coming when he said it were coming, but it did end up coming.
So where were you? What were you doing?
I did an extra cash job for Ash's mate.
Because
my mate didn't have notes, so I drove up with a scunter.
Oh, disgusting.
I know, it weren't nice, but things have got to be done, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I drove over there and picked up a nice 23-plate Volvo.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
10,000 miles on it.
He ain't got that. 25,000 kilometres.
Did it fuck?
25,000 kilometres it had.
Oh, the one I had was 10,000 then.
No, 25,000 it had.
And now it's got crack bumpers.
And now it's got a crack bumper, yeah, because this deer hit it dead in middle.
Fucking kadoosh.
You can actually see the deer hair stuck in the crack.
You can.
We'll post the pictures on the socials.
It's, It were weird though, because Ash were 100 yards in front of me.
Yeah, if that.
And I didn't see it come out. I just saw it there in front. What's going on here?
What's this? More brews.
Huh. Hang on, where's the other one then?
Where's the other two?
Is it? Oh, we've got a divide here then, haven't
cheers,
we?
Cheers, Dan.
Bit of a divide
hey,
going on here.
Thanks for the coffee, Dan. What did
I say? Absolute wanker.
Sorting team art.
What?
Did I say when I went?
I don't know.
Do you want anything? Do you want a drink?
No, you didn't. You said I was off for a sandwich, is what you said. And you've come out with two coffees and no sandwich.
Yeah, and then we give you a load of beef.
Who wants this coffee like?
No, I'm all right.
I'll have it then.
Just complaining for no reason. Just because I don't want to like to be singled out.
You were talking about your deer.
Oh, yeah, deer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were only like 100 yards in front of me. And then, because it's a new truck to me.
It's hot.
Because it's a new truck to me, I don't know what all little bits are. So I checks me open side, checks me blind side mirror, goes to adjust temperature, looks up and there's a deer just stood
banging. Oh, so you weren't concentrating?
No, I was looking at my temperature.
Driving me out, due caring attention.
That's it, yeah. Mm. If it had been a person, I'd have been in trouble.
Defo.
But it were a deer, so I just fucked
Gary's
off
not made
left it. I know. Funny thing where is, I'd hit this deer. Ash were in front of me. I says, Ash, I've hit a fucking deer. Slow down and have a look at the front. He goes, oh, it's on at number plate, hanging off. So drives all the way to Bolton. I hit it at Thorn, at Donny. Drives all the way to Bolton with just number plate hanging down a little bit. Gets out at fucking Aldi at Bolton. Complete front of the truck's fucked up. Bumper's fucking hanging off. Bit of a trim hanging down. Number plate's fucking scraping floor. I was like, oh, Ash's made a fucking right mess. I don't know what I'm going to do here. But and then I got a bay in Aldi and I fucked off inside loading and he sorted it out for me.
So
squared it all up.
Yeah.
Did you play and all did that. You see a corpse or did it run off into bushes?
Well,
still there, innit?
Well, I didn't go back down there because we went to Hull and then we went off at Bridge and shit. So I didn't go back past Thorn until Monday when I drove back past and it was just laid in hard shoulder with its eyes up and looking at me.
Like, cheers, Josh.
Yeah, thanks.
This to me.
Hello, darkness, you know, my like, old friend.
It were a bit like Sixth Sense, you know, like when they're just fucking hanging about in background, like dead bodies.
Or you could have done a Tom Green.
Or that advert, you know, when they're on about fucking killing people while you're driving and then you've got like some little kid in your wardrobe on the floor.
Yeah.
That's what it's been like with a fucking deer. Just looking at me. You meant to do that then.
Ba-dum-ts.
You could have done a Tom Green and got inside the deer.
It wasn't big enough. It wasn't a big one.
I
reckon
might,
it were a baby
fit his
one.
Hand up his arse.
I reckon it were a baby one. It weren't a mummy one.
Picked it up, flogged it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably could have done.
Could have flogged it.
Gaffer weren't bothered either, though, was he?
You could have got it home and got it in your fucking smoker.
I could have done, yeah. We say you weren't bothered. I think you were bothered, but he had somebody in office, so he was trying to keep it cool.
But
it just so happened to me where it had hit it, you can't just replace that bit of trim. It's full front grill.
Also, though, if you'd have swerved to try and miss it, you'd have fucked the headlight up, and that'd have been £1,000.
What if I'd have fucked? No, what if I'd have fucked headlight up? What if there'd have been something at the side of me? What if I'd have fucking lost control and it barrier? You've just got to sometimes take it and go, that was the least dangerous option.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, it's embarrassing for you, isn't it, Ash?
Yeah.
Yeah, bringing
Josh for a day's work and he...
I don't have to go back.
This guy's all right. He's sound
I don't think
as
you've
fuck.
Got a choice.
This
I don't
guy's
think he's
sound
gonna,
as fuck. Yeah. He won't do
he
any
would.
Damage.
Oh, he would. He knows I'm all right. He knows I'm a good driver.
I don't know.
I am. Super.
You're driving me out of due care and attention, bro.
What
changing temperature?
Due care and attention.
Changing
eyes
temperature,
on road.
Mate.
Get your eyes on that fucking road.
Right, I challenge you then, next time you're driving your truck, not to touch anything other than your fucking indicator when you're driving.
Do you know what I've been doing of late?
What?
When a podcast finishes... I just don't put out else on and just drive
just
in
drive
silence.
Drive in silence, yeah, I do that.
I appreciate that.
I've been doing that.
I do that.
Only because, it's because, one, I can't think, I can't decide which one to listen to.
Yeah, I get that.
And other thing is, I don't want radio on.
No, I don't.
I like peace.
That stinks, that. That want a duck that time.
That's my TGI Fridays coming out.
Oh, the ultimate God. Shit.
Yeah, I drive in silence and I just find it as a time to reflect. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm putting them on, I might not put them on. For other day, I didn't put ours on. Left yard, I didn't put ours on until I got to Tibshelf. I just drove in silence from yard to Tibshelf.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. When I was little and I used to go with my dad, he'd be like, I don't have radio on.
Well, it was boring.
So I was like, yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, what do you do then? He's like, no. And I get it now.
Yeah.
I'm at an age now where I get it.
Yeah. Same here.
And I'm like...
You just chill time, innit?
It is, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially that time in the morning as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It annoys me when I've got the missus and kids in the car. because it's always we've got to have the radio.
Lazy
we've
town got, on got something
got
like
no,
that.
No, no, because they're not that age anymore.
No, I'm Lorraine.
Oh yeah,
she's still learning.
She's learning her alphabet. we've got to have the radio on, and she's a channel flicker as well. If she don't like the song, she's flicking through the channels, and I'm like, just fucking leave it alone.
No,
exactly.
See, trouble with my radio, it only picks up Radio 1. So if you change channels, you're fucked anyway. Yeah. You can't listen to it, so no one touches it.
No.
As soon as you start moving areas, it doesn't change signal.
Right.
It just loses and...
One of my pods that I was listening to the other day had got Jordan North on, you know, for Radio 1.
Yeah.
And he were talking about, like, the little things with radios, and he says, you know, all little shitty channels...
Yeah.
Like, you've got Heart, haven't you now? You've got Capital. But they all used to be, like, your shitty local radios, like Viking FM and all that bollocks. And now the Capital and Heart bought them all.
Right.
So now they're all pretty much Capitals and Hearts. But they're all in agreement
global.
That they'll play adverts at the same time.
Right.
So when an advert comes on and people go, fuck adverts and change channel, there's adverts on them all, other than BBC.
Yeah.
And BBC have gone... Well, if they're all playing adverts, we'll make that our peak music time.
Yeah.
So when everybody changes, they'll jump to Radio 1 because that's when peak music's on.
Oh, that's good, that.
Clever, isn't it? It's not, it's not just thrown together.
Yeah.
Ever so.
It's like this, isn't it? It's not just thrown together. It's all cleverly planned out.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is.
Of sorts.
Of sorts.
I'm missing my whiteboard. I am, because it does prompt you.
Well, we were going to talk about your whiteboard.
Why?
Well, we weren't going to talk about your whiteboard. We were going to talk about this stickering.
Well, that's not a whiteboard.
No, but...
Get another whiteboard and you can stick your gay stickers on it.
Well, what I was thinking were, is, you know how we've got...
Fiverr from Wilco.
Do you know how we've got... I'm not paying a fucking fiver, take it out of pot. I think fucking pot's for just to sit in his bank account.
Pot's for gear, mate.
Do you want it or not?
Is that gear or not?
It is a gear,
Anyway, listen. I was thinking, you know how we've got our JTA logo in shed?
Wonky.
No, I ain't got a
studio.
Shed, mate.
In that wonker, in that there wonker.
Yeah.
I've got we could put it around our logo. Could stick them on there.
It's a piece of paper.
Don't tell everybody.
Yeah, we need to get a proper.
Well, why don't we get? Why don't we get a whiteboard? Why don't we get a proper logo vinyl, and we'll put the vinyl in the middle, and then we'll put everybody's stickers around it.
Yeah, sounds great.
How about that?
Yeah, sounds great. Gay.
Well, thing is, when people are sending me these stickers, they're going, "Oh, I've sent you a few. There's one for you." And one for studio, and a couple of others.
Yeah, well,
but they always say there's one for studio.
Yeah, we'll get another whiteboard. We'll get
a vinyl on
it.
I've got an handful of stickers that we can get on already. And if anybody else is wanting to swap stickers, I did say, you know, that I am having one made for mine instead of just pod stickers. So I can send pod stickers out at the same time.
Don't go to the same person that me and Dan use, because that will confuse the fuck out of him.
Well, she said that it'll be 2 weeks. Two week waiting list, she said. It was 4 weeks ago. So I messaged her the other day and she's like, "Oh, I have had a bit of a rough week." Like, she says, "I am on it now, but I just want to make sure it's right before I send it you, because I've asked for it to be tweaked a little bit." So she is on with it.
Yeah.
So there is going to be stickers.
But bloke who does our QR stickers, he put an order in for logo stickers.
Yeah.
And obviously because it says just trucking about.
He's just done QRs.
He just got another fucking batch of QRs. And I were missing half of my QR order.
Right.
I'm like, where's the other half of my order? So he sent me 3 more sheets. I was expecting 15 sheets.
Jesus, right.
So we need another supplier for stickers, because he's shit.
He's done it to you before,
I've got
though,
something car. I've got something car that was sent by Porky. Shout out, Porky.
What up, Porky?
Porky.
I've got something there, and his feel of very good quality. And he also sent me a lanyard, which I think is dead funny. Oh, I've got a fucking bone to pick with your Porky, I'll tell you in a minute. But his lanyard says, "Porky trucking, squealing from the feeling," which I think is fucking brilliant. But I'm going to give you a shout, Porky, because we want to know where you get some of this shit from.
Amazon. He's already told me he gets them from Amazon, the lanyards.
Are you encroaching on my friends?
Yeah.
You know, I shall talk to anyone.
I
fucking
will.
Does, doesn't he?
Speak to everybody.
Absolute tosser. Encroaching on my peeps.
That's not at all like. Just talk to any fucker.
That's it, innit? Porky. Right. I had this out with Kerry, so I've got to have it out with you. He sent this fucking lanyard, mate, and I've had to pay postage to get it sent to me. I'm at £3 out now on people's postage. Now, I don't know if you do it because you're sending me a free lanyard, which I appreciate.
Josh, just stop being a cunt, will
you? But I'm having to pay fucking postage. Which I don't mind paying postage.
Yeah.
Like, if you want me to pay postage, I'll send you some money.
Yeah.
It's when I'm getting cards sent through a letterbox and then I've got to fuck around going to stupid post office thing.
Do you know what
luckily
trouble is?
Luckily, I could do Porky's online. I didn't have to go to post office.
Did he put a stamp on it?
He did. Second class,
the,
yeah.
They need to be paper and thin for the second shishu. Class.
It's because the lanyard don't fit through the sorting machine. I said this when Kerry sent me a pen.
Yeah, for an extra 50p or something, I'd go first class, bro.
Yeah, Kerry, like if you're going to send some more pens out and have some more pens made, why don't you try them ones off at 90s that you tip upside down, if you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, to get ink, to get the ink to end.
Yeah.
To get ink to end, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we all had one.
Yeah.
That we stole from somewhere.
Yeah.
Skeg market.
Or a cup. Them cups put the hot water in it.
Sorry,
it changes.
Fucking hell, die quietly, dickhead.
Sorry. Skeggy, I just mentioned Skeggy then.
Skeggy.
I've got 60 foots to Skeggy next week.
Whereabouts?
I don't know. As long as it's on Main Strip, we're all right.
It should be. Roman Bank will be the one that gets you.
I ain't got a clue.
I know where the train station is in Skeggy.
Of course you do.
And it's not massive.
It's all right.
Just saying.
Man of experience like me.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You went to Skeggy, didn't you, the week?
I did.
Where'd you stay?
Skeggy Water Park.
Stayed there before.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great.
It's good.
It's nice that it's had some money spent on it, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Still got same... How can I word that?
Huh?
Same people. Still got the same people that go.
Yeah, of course it is.
Clampets.
Like me and my lot.
They've spent a lot of money on it though, aren't they? And it's a lot nicer.
I've been before.
Not a clamper. We went between the bank holidays, so it were dead quiet when we went, because obviously everyone wants the longer weekend.
Yeah.
So the fucking place was empty when we went, apart from one family of about 50 people. They was all kicking balls. Kicking balls at each other until fucking midnight and
fucking
outside pissing it up and setting fires and
fucking
shit.
Fucking hillbilly bastards.
Hillbilly bastards.
But other than that, it was brill.
It's a lot nicer now. It's had some dollar spent on it.
Yeah.
Did you get on Big Dipper? That's where, you know, Skeggy is where I took Kerry for our first date, and it's where I asked her to be my girlfriend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's dead nice, that.
We went on to the beach.
Bless her.
Dead nice. This Kerry or other Kerry?
This Kerry? No, other Kerry.
Other Kerry?
Kerry before.
Kerry before?
You used to go out with other Kerry?
No.
That Matt used to go out with my Kerry.
Oh, but I thought you went out with that Kerry.
No.
And now he's got another Kerry.
I thought you just, like, did a wife swap.
No.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Don't like this one, can I have yours?
I
get
you, yeah.
It took me a right fucking all year.
I don't like my Kerry.
What are you going red for, Matt?
Your Kerry? Sorry, I didn't...
Dickhead.
It was just me getting confused.
No, I had a day off work, midweek. Went to Skeggy, took her on beach.
You going to be my girlfriend then?
Chuffing now. Is that midweek, so nobody's there?
No, I think it was just... She had a day off work, so I took day off work.
Oh, right.
Little did she know, 18 years later.
She'd become my wife. Yeah.
She'd be with this beefcake.
Absolute stud muffin.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Absolute
stud
muffin.
Oh, what's happened here? Old... What's all...
We're going to be ever so upset if this don't record properly.
I hope it does record.
I hope it
does
record.
It's recording now. You can see the little spot.
It actually recorded.
It's fine.
Osama right, Dan Laden's just sent me patrons list to shout out, boys.
Jump in.
I'm going to jump in with patron list to shout out, boys.
Go for it.
What shall I do? Shall I jump in?
Crack on.
Shout out to patrons then, boys. We've got Peter Wilson.
Seen him on Friday.
Yeah.
Give
nice.
Us a flash.
Good lad.
We've got Thomas Oyland.
Cousin. Big
Tomo.
Up.
We've got Dan Chandler.
Good lad.
Benjamin Abrahams. Ian Helliwell. Liam Atkinson Bruce. Dan Ryan. Lewis Pridden. Christian, no surname. Oh, it's Christian Walker, innit?
Yeah, that'd be the lad that works for the same company as us.
We've got Keegs.
Keegs.
We've got Andos, Ian Croucher, Charlie Miller, and Jamie Thelwell.
You mean Andon?
I said Andon.
You said Andos.
Oh, because I was reading Dacos.
If you're going to say it, get it fucking right.
Because I looked at Dacos as well.
So,
Andos.
Anyway, thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah.
Absolute
fucking
legends.
And I tell you what, because you've done this, Patreon... You have funded what we are doing today. All this equipment.
Bought all his breakfast, all his coffees.
Dickhead, no we haven't.
So it's down to people like you that are helping this podcast.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm the sponsor and that.
Making it happen.
But yeah, no, it's great. Merch. Job's a good one. Sanan's talking.
Who's talking?
Him.
Can you stop interrupting, please?
Yes. So we're taking all this lockdown to convoy. We have already touched on it. So... I think what we're going to be doing is a bit of a compilation, isn't it? So we're going to be going round, people are going to be coming to us, having a bit of a chat. You'll see us. Where are you from? What do you do? What do you drive?
You ordered a flag.
That sort of thing.
Not yet, no.
No, we will get one, though. It's been cracking on. We've got a couple of months
away. Why don't you shut fuck up?
All right.
Do you mind? I'm trying to talk here.
Innit?
So, come over and say hello. Come and see us.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. So, I'm going to mute you if you don't fucking shut up, Josh.
Oh, I got power going to his head.
Nonce.
Fucking power going to his
head. He's
going to
have us all stood there saluting soon. He's done it.
Nah. So, you will see his flag. So come and see us.
Yeah, you will. We're going to have a gazebo. We're going to have a little table, a couple of chairs. Just come and say hello.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners, as I mentioned earlier on, Pete Wilson, he says he's going to come over and he wants to reach around. So
I've
nominated Matt.
A few people going to come. A few people saying that they're going. Told them to come and have a look.
Yeah, it should be a good day. Be a decent day out.
Where's Christian work?
Hey?
Where's Christian work?
Huh?
Christian. For the same company as us.
I know that. I didn't say who's he work for. I said, where's he work?
Is that not the fucking same question?
No, it isn't. Where and who?
Oh, I think he's the same question, you spazzer.
He don't work at who?
Fickle.
Who?
Come on.
I'm sure he's up Middlesbrough. Stockton, is it? It's not Stockton, fucking... What's it called? Yeah, Stockton. Up that way.
Oop.
He does chunks of the A66 in Cumbria.
Is he coming down like... Is he... I tell you, we've seen quite a bit this week, haven't we? Kevlar.
Yeah, I've seen 66. Kevlar a few times. I've
got a bit of
tang
hand off of him. You're not saying it. Well, you haven't been on the same job as us, have you?
He came past me
on the M1.
Did it?
He was giving it big tang hands. He's got a really big loud horn.
You saw him on 66 as well.
I saw him on 66 as well.
Sadan saw him on 66.
He said you just looked confused. He says that was just your face.
Yeah. I seen him on, well, he saw me on A1 as well, and I seen a Stampers coming towards me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't fucking see.
Has he got the Renault?
Yeah, he's the only one.
Because I had a quick flick through, because I like seeing what people are driving, and you notice them when you're out the bar, don't you? And I saw that he'd got the Renault, but he'd also got pictures of the XF as well.
Right.
And I didn't know which one it is.
Yeah, he's in the Renault.
Right, okay.
So
I'd like one of them. Raggies always looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, Raggies is decent.
I'd like one of them, me.
Raggies is decent. It's a nice truck. They're meant to be really good trucks, but it's the Renault that puts me off.
I don't think... Do you know what? They drive dead nice.
Do they? I've never been in one.
It's all supposed to be Volvo.
Yeah.
And they do drive dead nice. It's just... Interior's just a bit... shit.
Yeah.
Like one cup holder. Like, stuff's just a little bit plasticky. But the steering's dead smooth and that.
Oh, good.
They do drive very similar to Volvo.
Renaults are just historically shit.
That's exactly what I was getting at.
I had a car and it just... fucking I'd wake up in the morning and windows would be down.
Yeah, but I don't think they are anymore. I don't think they're like that no more.
Yeah, they're nice looking.
Yeah, them ones. Well, the new ones that they've got, they're really nice to drive, dead nice. They are now, they're all...
Brownie were telling me the other day about he was out in one of the new Renaults, and it's... Well, I say new Renault, I think he said it was 2000...
The 70s, aren't they?
The 2021.
70s.
And he says the interior was absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
Been battered.
Yeah, they're just... Some
used
of them,
and abused.
Yeah, some of them are multi-driver vehicles, so they don't get looked after as well.
It's a bit shit, that,
but
it?
All trucks now are getting better and better. I mean, I've even drove the new Iveco's.
Yeah, I've not had one of them.
They're dead nice inside, compared to the old ones.
They used to be like Isuzus, didn't
they? They were fucking... Apart from the fact that there were loads of room inside, because...
Because they had no...
Bunk, well, the bottom bunk you can have as a table and chairs.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. So, like, the middle bit will come into a table, and then you've got a chair either side. I mean, you used it quite a lot, didn't you? And then there's the bunk up top, if you wanted it set up like that. And I used to fold that little tray table up. And then every now and again, you fucking hit brakes and it go bang, and you're absolutely shit yourself thinking your trailer's come through back in cab.
Yeah. Dan will be up on the top bunk having an upside down wank.
I always found that the steering wheel would just offset front seat.
Everybody says that about Scanias, but I
can't get it either.
No,
but
mine's fine.
The old Iveco's were definitely offset. Yeah. I was used to flag up with fucking no end of warning lights, didn't it? And everybody at Seaver just used to go, oh, it's just not compatible with our trailers. Like, oh, all right, then I'll just go out, because you were young, naive, and didn't have a fucking clue.
Just check it. If it's on, it's gone.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
As long as it's locked in.
Seva just used to get away with all sorts of shit there.
Are you all right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
I
drifted off for a moment there, didn't you?
When
fucking
I were
chucked up.
When I did a bit in office and that, and agency drivers would come in and you'd debrief them and you'd download the card and they'd have like fucking 12 infringements on it.
What?
Seva didn't give a shit.
No?
No, just fucking crack on, mate, yeah. Crack on. I'll tell you how bad it
was. Dry ass raped for that.
I probably said this before, but years ago, when I were like hammering overtime.
Yeah.
And I got in one Saturday night, probably about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Just before I put my card in, I went, I can't work tonight. Right. I shouldn't be here now. But I'm sat in truck, literally about to put my card in.
Yeah.
So I just didn't put my card in. Drove to Mansfield.
You mad cunt.
It was 11 o'clock at night. I drove to Mansfield.
Well, that's all right.
Less than three hours working. Drove back. Just did a print out, just in case.
Fuck's sake.
Because if anybody had said, I'd have gone, I've lost my card. Yeah. So here's my print out. I've ordered a new one.
No way.
Honestly. It was fucking. Fuck nobody monitored sake. It. But yeah, nobody fucking questioned why that trucker got all that mileage without a card
they
in it.
Do.
Well, they will do when it's they do a deep download. It. They're yes. What we work for, yeah. They fucking fingered us.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. Derek would have been all over you. He don't even like you moving around yard.
Hold your
mane. No, but...
I don't know.
He always said to me, and I don't think he does it, but he always said to me, if a truck moves in the yard, then you put your card in, that movement will be allocated to your card. But he don't fucking do it.
No, it don't.
I don't see any problem in jumping in your unit and sticking it under the trailer. Because then you put your card in and you... Manual entry back to your starting point anyway.
There were that Saturday that we all had to go in. I don't know if everyone did, but a few of us did to move containers.
Right. Yeah, I went on that job.
Never put my card in then. And I were doing
internal
driving,
Yeah.
I think sometimes he just says these things to like put fear of God into you, but
yeah. I suppose it just
depends. We all know how it works.
Yeah.
Though,
yeah. Old Desmond.
The thing is, whenever I start, I'll manual entry to my actual start time anyway. Every time, every day.
He's going round at the minute, isn't he, Derek? And he's counting everybody's straps and ratchets.
And I tell you what, he made a rate fucking mess of my drawer.
Did he?
Is it drawer?
No, it's a cupboard.
My box.
Not a cupboard, it's a box.
Made a mess of mine as well.
My cupboard. Made a rank mess. All my red straps and my red ratchets were all on the top of my blue ones.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck's thing.
All mine were, Derek. I have mine all vertical.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not. They're all just piled now.
Yeah.
Fucking made a right mess.
You know what he did with sad hands? Left them all on the trailer.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a scumbag, isn't he? A
proper fucking scumbag.
I'd have drop kicked him.
I went into him the other day because he's getting a lot of love on here, isn't he? And people are wanting him on.
Yeah.
Belt and braces.
Two oh, people,
don't
yeah.
Fucking, don't fucking say that. But he's getting some love in here and people are wanting him on.
Yeah.
Two people.
So I mentioned about getting him on and he went, you could fuck that. I'm not going on there.
Why?
I don't know. But Dan had the good idea of maybe we could just record a few clips and drop them in every now and again.
Just have your phone recording in your pocket as you walk through the office.
Obviously, need to ask permission.
Illegal, he does have
honest.
His little one-liners.
I think that's illegal, to be honest.
Yeah, fuck him. He does have his little one-liners, doesn't he?
I went in yesterday
fuck
morning.
Him, he fucks you.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I went in yesterday morning. Like,
that's not nice.
I had a stiff neck. You all right, Matt? Yeah, I've got a bit of a stiff. Well, you need to get back home and sort your lass out, then. Stiff
hell,
neck. Derek. Stiff neck.
Swallowed a Viagra and it got stuck in his throat.
He's a cheeky bugger.
Still a bit stiff now, actually. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, no.
He's a cheeky
I've had
boy,
no
Derek.
Relief.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
What was that?
A tick.
You definitely have got Tourette's.
I don't think so.
100%.
No. I don't think so.
100%.
I've had a bit of a different week this week.
Why?
Because I did, you know, the trucks and child safety.
I had to pick that bag of shit trailer up.
What are you saying it like that for? You've only got a face on because they were an accident. Otherwise, it'd have been a right flyer.
It would have been,
wouldn't
that,
it?
To be fair.
Wasn't my fault, that, were it?
It was.
I didn't tell you to go and fetch it.
Because I tell you what my job was. The job that you did.
What did I do?
Took that paperwork to Leeds.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
That was my job.
Yeah, but I had just come off at back of a night shift.
Irrelevant, you were into work.
Which I shouldn't have been.
Hell, Matt.
I don't think I should have been. I don't think I should have been.
Well.
Into work. I didn't finish while 1:30.
Check it up with authorities.
Well, finished at 1:30, didn't I, because I did a night shift.
Yeah.
Nice Corvette there.
No one can see it, we're on a podcast.
I'm not pointing it to Ash, that's why I said what it were. It's not a Corvette, is it?
To be fair, I thought you was leaning over to poke me.
Is it just a Chevy?
Yeah.
It's not a Corvette, is it?
I don't know, it's just one of them French things.
Anyway. So I worked a night shift.
Courgette?
It's a Renault Megane.
Yeah, worked a night shift, which normally we have a day off before, a day off after.
Yeah.
And I got the time off before.
It weren't a night shift though, it was just a late. That's
evening,
why.
Evening shift.
Hang on then. What time did I get home?
I don't get fuck. What time you got home?
No, I didn't get home. What time did I get back to your house?
I don't get fuck.
1:30.
All right.
How's that not a night shift?
And then you had 11 hours off?
I did take 11 hours off, yeah.
And then you're
but
good
to
work.
But that's not how it normally works at half
moaning
place,
for.
Is it?
You've just been spoiled.
That's not how it normally works at half place, is it? I normally have time off. Anyway, so that's why I got the... Oh, there's two of them. The yellow one as well.
Oh, there's two of them.
Podcast. No one can see him, you dickhead. Get off me.
Carry Bumblebee on, you're going to get fucked up.
Bumblebees are fine. Carry on talking.
Well, I've lost my train of thought now.
Night shift.
You were talking
Josh.
Shit.
Yes. So I did the night shift.
So you've mentioned.
One. Then I jumped on car and did the taking paperwork to Leeds.
Yeah.
But then the following day, when you kindly went and fetched me that trailer.
Same day.
No, the following day after you'd been and fetched me that trailer.
All right, yeah.
I took it to a school in Worcester and did like a trucks and child safety day where all little kids come out and they all get to see a truck and what have you, and show up dangers and blind spots and all
I'm
that
I'm getting
sort of
the
stuff.
Word.
Nonce.
Right, we'll fall out in a minute.
Why?
See, this microphone ain't fucking fixed at all, so I can cosh you straight out, Edwin.
Yeah. Terrible audio.
So I did that and took it there, and then I got a message yesterday saying that kids have wrote me a thank you letter.
Oh, of course they have, because the teacher have told them to.
It don't matter, I still got
Let's write that big Josh a thank you letter.
Let's write that big Josh a thank you letter.
I don't know where I went.
South African.
I did, didn't I? So,
let's write you a thank you
I'm just going to get onto a message. I'm just going to get onto a message here.
A message.
We got a message off Martin. No, stuck. That one my tail. Martin Jones sent us a quick one. Touched well, first thing. He sent us a video. Of a fuel tank.
I didn't finish talking about my thing.
Oh,
yeah, you did. They sent you a thank you message.
Yeah, but I didn't finish telling you what
else
had happened.
Then,
no, I'm not. Go on.
No, I'm not now.
No,
I'm not.
I will sit here in silence then.
Do you know what? There's a little shibble of shibble of shibble of shibble of shibble of Your turn.
Have a late.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Right, so we've had a message in we've had a message in from Martin Jones. He first sent us a video of a fuel tank just spewing out diesel.
Oh.
Like, what can be happening here? 600 litres down drain wasn't my day, and it made me miss my daughter's birthday. And to top it off, washing machine packed up when I got home. I know your feelings, my washing machine's packed up.
Oh,
so he sent this picture, this picture of this diesel in a fucking new housing estate. Oh, fucking! It looks like. I don't know. It's just a river of fucking
diesel
running down the road.
It's a lot of diesel.
Not have a spill kit.
A spill kit ain't doing fuck all to that.
Well, it is though.
That was 600 litres.
Why is it?
Because you put one of them noodles across there.
It was a spill kit.
You're supposed to have a spill kit. You're supposed to carry
so
a spill kit.
We have a spill kit.
You're supposed to, yeah.
You're putting a noodle down there which will soak up about 20 litres.
I didn't say it'd soak it up. I said you're supposed to put a noodle across it to create a barrier to stop it going into your drains.
How did he do it?
He's obviously dropped off a big curb, hasn't he?
Those curbs, if you can see down that housing estate as it comes up an hill, and then they top out at the top, don't they? And they're like a little, it's like a little jump, and because it's in a long rigid fuel tank in the middle, it's just bottomed out on top of the curb
bottomed
and
out,
just ripped a chuffing hole in it.
Fucking Nora Jones.
Poor fella.
Must have been quite an ump that, because.
Well,
it's
not.
I'm going to say they sit quite high, don't they?
Yeah, but look, if you look at that one, you can see that one done. It's like halfway down wagon.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah, that's right at point where it's gonna peak, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll stick pictures on anyway and show people later.
Who's footing bill for that then, Martin?
I wonder if council had ought to say about it.
Obviously council, environment agency.
Yeah, contaminating all drains.
Gordon Bennett.
Oh, we've got 5-0.
Blues and twos are here
5-0.
Shit.
Fucking hell, they don't check tyres on my fucking van.
Why, have you got too much tread on them, Matthew?
Far too much. No, you can see from here, they're fine.
Yeah.
All I can see is that great big holy back of it.
Yeah, same here.
Did we mention that?
Josh. We don't talk about Bruno.
Did we mention that?
No, because legal... It's still, but yeah,
still
that
ongoing.
Wanker of the week. My wanker of the week is the prick that crashed into me on my way to work of the week in one of those mobile cranes and put his hook straight through back of my fucking van.
That van you were selling?
The van that I was just about to sell. And now I think it's going to get writ
it's
off.
Going straight at Scrapper.
Ever so upsetting.
Fucking upsetting,
ever
indeed.
So. What did you put on your insurance that it were worth?
7.
Ah, oh, well, there you go.
They've got it down as worth 7.
Too bad.
So we'll
and then
see.
When they send you your first quote, you just go, that's not enough.
No, I have to fucking will be.
And then,
no, it's not enough. And
I want 25 grand.
It just upset me.
Yeah.
Fucking has upset me.
I know, I heard you were crying and that.
No, it did.
Did it? Over,
yeah, it overwhelmed
you
me.
You
when
got
I got
emotional,
into work.
Didn't you?
I got into work. Derek. What the fuck?
Doing me fucking head in that. Doing me head in.
What were it?
I don't know if it were a bit of a bogey or what.
It were a bogey.
It might have been.
You just
not,
took a bogey
out
my nose.
That's how much I love you.
That's fine. I got into work anyway, and Derek sent me home because he could tell that I weren't emotionally there.
You went yourself. It's good you I didn't see you because I'd have fucking took piss at you.
Well, Brownie saw me. Brownie were very
yeah, Brownie's best
consoling.
One. Brownie a bit best one to have because he's very sensitive.
He wanted to take me off for a coffee. Derek was straight in there, kettle on, made me a coffee, sat me down,
load of sugar
get his head off home, Matt.
Load of sugar in
no
it.
No sugar, I don't have sugar.
You should have had sugar though.
It calms you down.
Oh, I don't have sugar.
It'd stop you beeling.
I tell you what upset me. I know, I should, what for me is that he made me a coffee in office cups.
That don't get washed.
Yeah, they are grim.
And I had to sit there drinking it.
Yeah,
I know.
I tried to drink it without touching my lips on it, but it just goes off.
When I was like
waterboarding yourself with a cup of coffee.
When I was down,
I confess. Carry on. I'm talking about
the tax thing, and I was talking to another guy, and people were complaining about how hot it was. I said, "You fucking know, mate. You want to try being Derek and Eddie sat in a fucking
why do they do it to the
tin
set?
Can?
They're fucking baking there.
Eddie can work from home. Eddie and Derek can both work from home.
Easily.
There's no way in a million years I'd be sitting in that tin can. Because it's in sun all day long as well. From where it goes up to where it goes down.
Yeah, it is.
It's constantly in the sun.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
I wouldn't do it to myself.
No.
Right and up until the start of summer, they had heating on in there, though. It used to stink.
Did used to stink. And do you know if it were me, I'd be buying a portable air conditioning machine, not a fucking fan. I'd be putting that straight on expense. And I'd be going... Get that door shut. That's going on.
Yeah.
I'll be like, post your paperwork through window because you're not fucking letting gold out of you. That's one of the good things about having...
They get a good breeze going, but it's just the heat bounces off the tarmac, doesn't it? So it's warm air that's going through windows.
Yeah, it's horrendous. One of the good things about being in truck all day is that you can have aircon blasting out, can't you?
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I can.
We have to... We can.
Oh yeah, I have to turn it off.
Do you know
off.
If I'd have been sat on motorway like you were the other day, I reckon I'd have just left it running.
No, I tell you what, it weren't hot because I'd stopped in shadow with a Great Arctic, chuffing curtain cider. Yeah. So it weren't hot at all. Cars at side of me were in sunlight and they had all the doors open, they all stood out sweating fuck. I were fine.
Yeah.
I watched all Netflix, I was sorted. As annoying as it was, it were all right. I was still done earlier.
How long
enough.
Was you stood still for?
2 hours.
Yeah.
Oof. Don't actually know what happened because when you got to where it said on the Google Maps where the crash was, there were no evidence of a crash at all. But an air ambulance had stopped on the other side.
Yeah,
well, there was obviously very sufficient at the job by cleaning it all.
Yeah, must have been.
When I went down to Worcester for that fucking
Worcester
trucks and child safety thing,
Worcester
off with plenty of time. First class that were coming 9:10.
Yes,
I'd planned to be there for 8:15.
Oh, are you talking about it now? Because we butted in, didn't we, earlier?
Talking about it.
Go on.
I planned to be there for 8:15.
Yeah.
M42. Fucked.
Yeah.
And as usual, just as you go over a flyover at M1 on A42, changed from green to red.
Yeah.
Like fuck's sake.
It's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
So I sat in it. Time starts ticking by. Rings Claire, like, Claire, it's going to be like 9 o'clock.
Claire.
It's going to be close, like.
All right, Josh, no problem.
It's going to be 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's fine. 9 o'clock comes and I'm still fucking 30 minutes away. 9:30, I got there. Kids were like, stood there waiting for me.
I bet they liked it when you turned up though and it were reversing and beep beep, because kids like all that, don't they?
They do love all that sort of shit.
I think they'd have preferred to see you turn up than...
They probably would have done, yeah, but...
Did you offer them sweets? Because that's generally what nonsense do.
No, I didn't. We don't have kids in cab anymore. We don't have a teacher.
Well, I thought that was reason for it, though, so you can show kids.
No, the kids see the blind spots. We put the teacher in the cab.
It's more for the teacher than it is the kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Really.
Teacher will get more benefit out of it.
Trucks and child
than
safety. Child.
Yeah, so the kids are taught how to be around the truck, what to look for driver, to look for blind spots and stuff like that, and what not to do around them.
Okay. If he drives for XPO, is he wanking?
This is it, yeah.
Yeah. Because that is a problem if there's children around.
This is it, isn't
terrible
it?
Terrible problem.
If I were driving up the M62 as a child and saw him wanking, I'd be fucking...
Like, what's he
it
doing?
It would
why
ruin my life.
Why is he punching his willy?
Yeah. Good job I'm not a child driving a 44-ton Arctic. Like,
exactly,
But if I were a child, it would have affected me.
Yeah.
But I never did all like that when I were a kid.
Wanked?
No.
No.
Like... truck coming to school and stuff, but kids remember that sort of shit,
don't
they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
We have fire engines.
Like, I always remember...
I can't remember what we did.
Yeah,
I always remember the first time that I saw some trucks and thought, I'd fucking love to do that.
Yeah, you spoke about it.
Exactly, yeah.
I remember air ambulance landing in our school field.
That sure, it weren't police helicopter?
No, air ambulance.
Defo police.
Defo air ambulance.
Yeah.
But that were quite cool.
Had there been some bare knuckle fighting?
No.
No.
What had happened was there was a load of us playing.
You mean school
British
nearby?
Bulldog. Pardon?
You mean school nearby? You didn't go to school.
No, yeah, I did.
School next door to the camp.
No. We was all playing British Bulldog anyway on the school field.
And Irish Bulldog.
Run past me what British Bulldog is again. It's where you kick the ball at.
No, it's not. No, it's not a ball game. It's like you just fucking.
You have one in the middle, don't you? Yeah. And you've got to run from one side to the other.
We play danger ball.
Each other.
And
anyway,
we used to play show me or show me mine.
This particular kid had just stopped dead in front of everybody that was chasing him, and everyone just trampled over the top of him.
And that warranted air ambulance, did it?
Yeah, he was in a right fucking mess. Thought he'd broke his neck. He couldn't move from the fucking.
We're just being dramatic.
Yeah,
fucking.
He couldn't move from the neck down. Could not move. I was like, oh no, we've paralysed Alex.
Oh, fuck him. He just forgot to do his science homework.
He'll be right. Just give him a bit of paracetamol.
Yeah. So fucking air ambulance come picked him up. Scooped
fucking
him up,
waste of money.
Took
him.
Innit?
What a waste of money, that.
Yeah.
Fucking Alex.
I once saw a crash on M1.
I've seen many crashes on M1.
I tell a lie. I didn't actually see it. I was like the first one there. It happened round a bend. I must have just missed
it. So you
didn't
see it then, did you? Why
seconds.
Lie about shit what just to make sense sound good? I once saw a crash. Oh, it was round a bend. So,
yeah,
so
no,
do your eyes.
Did
you have a periscope?
I didn't see the crash. I was like first on scene. And
that's
it
right, isn't it? Well, not kaleidoscope.
It had come across from lane 3, hit barrier, and flipped up and landed in lane 1 in front of me.
Didn't know, did
oh
it?
Oh my God, bro.
So I stopped trucking lane 1 so no one else come down and hit it. So and then guy just climbed out. Like climbed out a passenger window. It were on its side.
Yeah.
Guy just climbed out a passenger window and he sat on barrier with me.
Oh, and fucking
like, oh, yeah, and then we rent coppers and shit. And then this copper turned up and he's like, is everybody all right? Blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, copper goes, all right. Goes in his pocket, whips out a fag.
Yeah.
Sticks his fag in his mouth. He's like, yeah, we'll just wait for things to come and move car now then. Kid's like, yeah, I'm just a bit shook up. Someone went past my window and I twisted my head. You didn't, mate. Fucking fell asleep because he went from lane 3 all the way across, hit
boom.
Barrier.
Get down.
He'd nodded off or done something.
Yeah.
He'd not just fucking whipped his head round. He said something flicked up his windscreen, but it didn't.
Yeah.
It ended up with 2 fire engines.
Vengeance.
Highways engine, sir. 2 ambulances, paramedic car, an air ambulance in field next to us, and kids just sat on barrier beside him. He's like,
right, his rain.
What's all this for?
Be extreme, innit?
Okay,
I later found out because my stepdad is a fireman. We're a fireman. I later found out that the air ambulance fucked off to a crash on M18.
Right.
Where you drop down hill to A1.
Yeah.
And then there's always that queue in traffic for A1, isn't there?
Uh-huh.
And a fucking wagon had hit the arse end of a car.
Oof.
The car had gone under back end of a container.
Fuck.
The truck had gone across, flipped over our shoulder, over at Central Reservation, onto southbound side.
Fucking hell.
The passenger in the car had a head crushed between the container and the headrest at seat.
Fuck,
and the husband in the chair at side was out cold until fire brigade got there and he was just coming round and fire brigade ragged him out and sent him off in air ambulance because his missus's head had just been blown up next to him.
Shit, the fucking bed.
I know. Fucking one of my stepdad's mates were there picking fucking brains up off our shoulder.
Nice.
Isn't it?
I were once
first
on scene.
That's not something you'd want to witness, that is it?
I were once first on scene when I were driving concrete mixers. I were coming through Hatfield Worm.
But you caused it.
No, Branton. And I come round the corner and these two old ladies in a little fucking, I don't know, Nissan Micra or something, coming towards me. She clipped curb straight on its fucking roof.
Fucking hell.
So I slammed
ain't
on.
Ain't it mad how they fucking do that?
It just fucking, boop. Yeah, it just.
That's it.
That was that. It ran its roof. Back came open. Yeah, boom. Yeah. Doors were crushed in, so I couldn't open doors. I got in through boot, stood on all the Asda shopping. There were fucking eggs everywhere. These old ladies were dangling, getting strangled by the fucking seatbelts. So I got underneath them. I felt like a proper superhero. Yeah, I got underneath them,
like
clipped the seatbelts off onto my shoulder.
And then she landed on
carried
it.
Them out one by one, sat them down on curb. And then there were, in this time, then there were loads of people there. There were an off-duty, it always happens, doesn't it? Off-duty fucking doctor came.
Yeah, yeah.
So he sat with him.
It was your fault. I think you hit him.
They were both all right. They had lacerations on the neck.
Yeah.
You know, I went back in to find one of the gold necklaces that got snapped. And then I just jumped back in lorry and went.
Sith.
Bless him. That sounds like
that,
a right
that
good
that.
Dream.
That's really
that.
Good, that.
A right good dream.
Two old ladies. They must have been 70, 75-year-old.
Did oh, dead now then.
Maybe, yeah, because it was. It were about.
Fucking hell, Josh.
It were about 10 years ago.
Fucking hell.
Did a croissant make it home?
I don't think much made it home.
No.
I was stood all over the fucker.
Hang on a minute, let me just rebag this shopping
for you. I had to get into the back, fucking rag parcel shelf out, climbed through, standing on fucking roof. It were ace. It were like a proper action movie.
Oh, sounds like a right good dream, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, I say, yeah, it was. It weren't a dream, it was real.
Well, I witnessed an accident on the A63 at Hull. Some old lady pulled out of a side road in front of this motorcyclist. He was all packed up, ready for the day. He had his deck chair on the back of his fucking bike and all sorts.
Oh, what a dick.
She pulled out and then just fucking stopped in front of him because she'd seen him last minute. Boom, he went straight over the bonnet and it was fine. It was all right. It was quite a low speed accident. But all he were bothered about was his broken biscuits that was in his box.
Damn right. What biscuits were they?
Digestives, I think.
Why would you be bothered about fucking digestives? Fair enough, if they were like fruit shorties or something.
Chocolate digestives.
Chockadees.
I bought a packet of Obnoms yesterday. We didn't fucking open them.
I know,
did
I didn't fancy them after my breakfast, though.
Oh, it'd have been a better day for you then.
I didn't fancy them after my brekkie.
It'd have been bestest day then.
I've just remembered about them.
Don't be jealous, man. You can have another day with me.
No, I can't, though.
Why?
Because you never choose me.
I don't choose him. They just put me with him.
I'm not fucking bothered. I'd rather not talk to anyone fruit day.
Oh, just sit there, fucking sit there, radio
silence. Like we have a right good time.
Yeah, we did. Sore throat from all the dick.
I was just about to say that.
You know it.
Look.
I'm sweating my tits off a lot with me.
Josh is good, to be fair.
Yeah. No, he is, yeah. He is. Good playlist.
You're all right, isn't it? Yeah, I've got some more bangers on there now. We had some different ones on yesterday. It's not like when you get in with him and you've got fucking straight up drum and bass for 6 hours straight.
I don't mind drum and bass.
I don't mind it for a little bit.
Well, you've set him off now.
I don't mind it for a bit, but
confidence is key, baby.
I like it when he does his lives and he's got full rave on it background and he's like, "Hi, everybody!" Shouting, full on radio DJ.
Yeah. Big up.
It is quite funny.
Yeah.
He can't hear you when you go live with him because his fucking radio's too.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
It's always the same CD, though, Dan. Get a new CD. It's always. Get some new tunes, bro.
He's going to have to, isn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Just be sensible.
Lives were all right, though, weren't they? When we did quiz, who am I playing this week?
Yeah, it's winner stays on, isn't it?
Well, that's what we've ended up being, isn't
it? Takes it all.
Who was you trying to get last time? Miller? Sort it out with Miller.
Well, Ben wants to go on, but he's a dickhead, so we're not having him on.
No. He'll say something wrong.
It's just a fucking tale. Yeah. Tries to wind me up. Have you heard why he's not coming to Convoy?
Why?
Because he says he's a season ticket holder now and it's first game at season. Oh, right. So, you know, because he's a proper fan on that.
Season ticket through?
He is now.
Sheffield United.
All right.
Apparently they've got tickets on Sly before they've gone on sale.
That'll upset you, won't it, Sadan?
You're not going, are you, this year?
You're not season ticketed up?
No.
Let it lapse.
Ready for an haircut, aren't you? That's a serious quiff, that, this morning.
It's not a quiff, it's a queef.
Don't do that, you'll push it out. It's called a cover. You'll brush it out. You brush it out. Don't do that, you brush it out.
He's losing it.
It's shoulder length on one side.
What are you doing, you mad head?
Sweeps it over.
Oh, coming out.
That went in my mouth.
I reckon you'll be all right, bald me. No. Maybe just bald on top, leap sides on.
I look like a...
Peanut.
A finger character, aren't you?
What do you mean? What do you mean, like me?
A Guess Who character.
You look like Bill from Guess Who.
Right.
Mic drop.
See ya.
I'm done. Sin a bit.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
I think you would look funny bald though, Dan.
Funny, yeah.
Well, I tried it in COVID and I can probably get away with it, but I'd rather not.
It was when you got the new glasses.
I'd rather keep me hair as long as I could.
You'd be fine with it. Big lad suit it.
Which ones? You're jacked up with ones.
Oh, are you?
You turned up for work, right? Normally, your beard, and you always had your hair styled. You turned up, you've got rid of the beard, you just had a bit of a tash.
Did I?
Yeah. And then you come to work with really short hair and jacked up with glasses, and I was like, who the fucking hell's this guy?
Looked like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
He did, didn't he?
I've got a few more. Have I talked about smoking my meat?
Sorry.
I might save that for the next one.
What about smoking Matt's meat?
I might save
never smoked my meat.
He has.
No, he hasn't.
On your best day out.
He smoked
ever.
Mine.
Well, it was. I bet it was better than yours, so fuck off.
Well, fuck you.
You've got to make a good day out of it, though, haven't you?
Yeah,
you have. It's a fucking long old draw.
Yeah.
Imagine doing it with somebody that you really don't like.
Oh, Steve.
Does Steve listen?
No, does he? But he said, I'm not listening to a single one of them. I'm not listening to you lot.
Yeah.
I know he's on social, isn't he, but.
Yeah, it's about time we fucking banned him.
Yeah, he posts some absolute bullshit on there, doesn't he?
Did you see him post on work WhatsApp last night? Yeah.
I was going to reply.
Nobody could be less interested at that point in time.
Yeah.
We've all just finished as week away.
Do you not know it's 7 o'clock on a Friday night, Steve?
Yeah, nobody fucking cares, mate.
I typed it up. Although it's I have probably done that still on, actually.
I have done that experience thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, fuck off to Boots then.
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
What he was saying, oh, we've got 12 months, but Boots have got 24.
Yeah, well, fuck off to Boots then. Yeah.
That's because Boots probably actually had their stuff stolen.
I'm not even activating it. I did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the only
thing... So what we're talking about, before we carry on, because no fucking knows, about a data breach at this company, where we've had a fucking payroll shit nicked and
that.
What was
that? I'm not going to say it. Wait.
You're fucking good at that, you. We'd had as fucking employee numbers and... They say we had bank details.
Everybody does know.
I don't know why we haven't. It's all. I don't.
We just can't.
Let me just say this.
Yeah,
a lot of information gone out.
Yeah.
Let me just say that you know when I was telling when I did the tax thing the other day, I was talking to Claire and this guy called Steve. Steve's like quite an eye manager, and Claire's obviously got a fingers in all managerial pies.
All the way around.
Yeah. In all managers.
I don't know if I should have said this. You aren't Claire. I'm joking.
Well. She said that she's going to fucking plaster it all over and put it on
social wall.
Who we work for, socials wall.
Well, that's if they're happy to do that, they can chuck us a sponsor.
This is it, isn't it? Exactly. Yeah.
That would be very generous.
The only thing that they said no to were putting us in the magazine, which because they said that we weren't talking about
the company,
which is fair enough. It's fair enough.
We don't talk about the company because we're not fucking allowed to.
But it's not that we're not allowed to, it's just that we feel like we shouldn't.
Yeah, but there's a social media policy in there.
Yeah, but we're just not. We
say an awful lot of really wrong stuff that shouldn't be associated with any company anywhere. So
yeah, maybe
they don't want their name put into the. So if they're
happy enough,
that's fair.
To share us, we're still not sharing.
I don't know who you'd get approval from. I don't know where you'd go for him to say. So I'm guessing it'd have to be HR, wouldn't it? Or legal team.
Yeah.
Defo legal team.
It'd have to be legal team, wouldn't it?
They'd say no straight away.
Because they don't need it, do they?
No.
Exactly. So they don't need it. But anyway, yeah, she said she's going to plaster it all over for us.
That's all right.
Did you give her some stickers?
No, I need to post her some because they were in my truck and I weren't in my truck.
No, he was in my fucking truck.
Because mine's a big boy truck and
getting
not a toy truck.
Sticky fingers all over it.
Because mine's a big boy one and not a toy one. Yeah. Then... I had to take yours, didn't I?
Yeah. You did.
So we didn't have to.
We could have taken fucking anyone's.
Well, yours were clean, mate.
Boys, so what do you think it's setting today, then? I know we're moving on.
I think we've settled in a bit. I think we felt a bit awkward to start off with, but...
It was, because I'll tell you why. I think we're in smoking area.
Oh, are we?
People were coming round and looking at, seeing us round here. Staying on corner.
It was the most windless place outside.
Yeah, well, there's just like... Because, obviously, Stockyard's right next to M18, isn't it?
Stockyard.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm just mentioning it again.
Oh, right, sorry. Because we're right next to M18, there's a lot of background noise, so we sat around here to sort of reduce it, though.
If you didn't know about this place, the bloke who built it, I think he was called Trevor or something.
Shout out to Trevor.
His missus runs it now. He died a few years back. But he built all of this from, like, reclaimed shit.
From stock yard.
Got all land, and then, you know why it's all higgledy-piggledy and bar, and they've got all, like, big... exposed timbers and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's because he built it all, reclaimed stuff, and then fired off from there.
You know when you see, like...
it's fucking awesome.
In magazines and shit, like, top five places to go.
Yeah.
This is always in top three.
Yeah, it's a good gaff. It's a good gaff.
Well, I've never stopped here because we live so close.
We don't need to, do we? It's so close. Yeah. It's ideal. Ideal for this, though.
Lisa wants to come for a Sunday dinner because when we did photos and that, she saw all snap.
I've stopped here before... Like, ran out of time before I got back to the yard.
You mean you didn't want to go home?
Yeah, I didn't want to go home. Because got like misses, all the kids.
Unnecessary night out.
Yeah. We're like an unnecessary night out.
We don't.
You, Paul, and Steve do.
Anyway, I stopped here and the carvery is fucking banging. It is wicked.
I don't think I've ever even eaten here. This is going to be the first time.
Yeah. Coffee's nice. That's all I've had. Coffee's nice. I didn't like that one that you brought me down because I'm not a latte fan.
No, I'm not. It's too milky, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Too milky.
Is that what it was?
Nice. It's got Sanjay's.
Nice.
Just for everybody that didn't hear that.
Very pineapple-y. Very sweet.
Does now.
But it's mad, like, when I drive to work in the morning, it is full.
Yeah,
every
it's always
single
full.
Day.
It's proper ramshackled all the time, isn't it?
Ramshackled.
I ripped my mudguard off in here, actually.
Oh, nice.
We backed one on my trailer.
Stupid cunt.
temporarily fixed it and then reversed over the cunt in the yard, didn't I? I was like, I was going home at like fucking 9 o'clock that morning as well. I had to go up to Scania and get it sorted.
Save your right.
What a daft apeth.
Save your right. I don't need stick.
But did you rip it off on them triangle things in yard?
Yeah, ran it straight
over. I've done mine.
Yeah.
Both of mine.
Bang, bang. I was like, no.
It's annoying, isn't it?
GT was outside as well.
Oh my God. There ain't no getting away with that, bro. What's happening? Are we having pineapple break? Oh, you're putting it wrong way round, you dickhead. Hey, shall we call it?
Hey, you could.
Call it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was just eating my pineapple.
We'll just finish it up. Just get us on as...
Wind it up.
I beg your pardon.
Wind it up.
Get us on as website, innit? Just check it out, .co.uk. All the links are in there. Get on at shop. Buy some merch. Join Patreon. There's loads of extras in Patreon now. It's all right, Patreon, innit?
It's doing all right,
yeah. Yeah, just get in there. There's extra bits, bro.
Gets regular posts weekly.
And if you want
to... You get a chance to get on quiz as well.
Get on quiz, yeah. And if you want to sort your balls out, it's getting warm. Get to manscaped.com. Use the code JTAPOD. Manscaped. Get 20% off with free shipping.
Boom.
Jobs are good, isn't it?
What else do you need?
What else do you need?
I really like
fresh.
It, me.
So do I.
Then boxers.
I got in shower yesterday with my shaver, my lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah.
Shaved.
Yeah.
Fucking it. What's the word? Is it? Did it glid? Did it glide? It glid. It glid. It glided.
Glided.
It glided over my ball sack fantastically.
Lovely.
Glid.
I got out.
It glid.
I got out and glided. Fucking lathered up with fucking it glid.
Glidded.
It glided. I got some ball deodorant on. Bit of toner in top bush.
Yeah.
I say bush. There's not much of a bush. No, I trimmed it on a 0.2.
The bush to tush is.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what? Yeah. Brownie said that he's got a lawnmower, hasn't he, Brownie?
Yeah.
But he's a very hairy dude. So you can imagine him being hair top to bottom except from his nutsack.
He wants a fucking Honda, not a fucking shaver.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Honda lawnmower.
A 450.
Yeah.
I thought you were taking piss out of my car again.
Yeah, I am.
Could use your jazz.
It's not a jazz dickhead.
Seb, I went into my bedroom the other day and Seb got out of the shower and I let him use one the other day. I'm like,
what?
These are really fancy, these, Seb. So then now he thinks he can just help himself.
Let him use what?
One of them crop mops.
A crop mop.
Oh, right, okay.
So then I came upstairs, you're out at shower. I'll go and get your stuff, you just get this in dry. So then I went upstairs, he stood on bed, like kind of squat, like you would squat washing, like just pushing
no
arse out.
No wrong with squat wash.
No need, let's talk about it.
Fuck off.
pushing his arse out like a duck, and he's like proper scissoring his arse, and then he's got another one on front, like going to town on his tail and his balls. I'm like, Seb, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just cleaning my balls. I'm like, all right, okay. So he's helped himself now.
Nice.
Bless him.
So on that note, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Sither.
Clean your balls.
Bye.